Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and this is Golden Memories Piano Requests. And I hope you're out there dreaming up requests to tell me. You've been listening to me for how many weeks now? 14 weeks. Wow. Appreciate the comments you've left on the feedback page. That's really great. So don't quit that, please. It's like saying sick 'em to a bulldog, you know. So you just write in, call in, and we got a real good show for you tonight. Of course, Janice is here.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest, Joanne Stevens, and she's from St. Joan of Arc.
Hello.
And she's on my first string of cantors. And what inspired me to have her on tonight is she sang one of my compositions last Sunday, and it's called Consider the Lilies of the Field. It's a musical setting of Matthew 6:28. And it was just so moving. You know, I don't get to hear my music, you know, the music I write, that nice very often. And, you know, this one has that little air of perfection, you know. It just really, really turns me on. And in the old school, it just blesses my socks off. So makes me want to write more music. And I should write more music. I got boxes and boxes of stuff. So anyway. So Joanne, you are, I met you nearly 20 years ago at St.
Yes.
Joan of Arc at a picnic table.
Yes.
And your husband, and well, you informed me, well, I don't want to get involved just yet.
It was actually my sisters who approached you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like, what would they say?
It was
there's
like
that
the
woman
October,
over there?
Well, it was an Oktoberfest or something, and they all knew I sang, and they said, we're going to go tell Steve Dallas that you sing.
We're going to tattle on you.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And we're glad they did.
Yes.
She's a lovely voice. We love singing with you, Joanne.
Oh, I love singing with you.
Their family has been very close to ours over the years, and we got 53 minutes to talk about all that. We're going to have some fun today. The three of us here. So, but we'd like to treat you, first of all, with this duet that we sang together, Consider the Lilies of the Field. It's one of those pieces that could be too hard for a choir. You get my drift, everybody. You know, it's like, oh, Dallas, he's out there in dreamland just hoping everyone will be able to sing this. And we pull it off once in a while, and but here's a trimmed down version in a sense, and it starts with a solo by me, and it's of course a famous verse from Matthew 6. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, and wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of
righteousness. shall be added, added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, his righteousness. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yay.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Just beautiful.
Thank you, Joanne. What a gift.
It's a great composition.
It is.
Every time she waltzes in the door, I say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, I know, right?
But this, you know, this is in our, you know, the King James Version of the English, you know, the Old English from this, the King James Bible. Yeah.
Right.
The one that was written in 1600. And so it's a little archaic, but you get the drift of it. And
archaic I live, or not, it's beautiful. I mean,
it's what's more poetic than the King James?
Exactly.
Yeah. How many years ago did you write that, Steve?
About 30. how long ago is 1983?
How a long time ago.
It's been a while.
It's been 31 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of those other compositions we sing in the choir, you know, I wrote those at Lester Sumrall's, mm-hmm. you know, and I was there in the late 70s, mm-hmm. 70.
Okay, now we're dating yourself.
Yeah, forget it.
We weren't around then, honey. Literally, we weren't around.
Yes, you were.
I'm just kind of speaking up where he was.
Yes, exactly.
But you probably weren't.
Yes, I was in the 70s. Yeah.
She was a baby.
Yeah.
I was a mere baby.
Joanne comes from a family of, you've got all these sisters, innumerable. How many are there? You might know.
I have 5 sisters and 1 brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have I met your brother?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Where is he?
In the area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not ever go to St. Joan of Arc? Or?
I mean, he probably did for the kids' baptisms and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, I know. But, I've seen all your sisters, but I don't think I've seen him.
Is he a family man?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, he was at Samantha's wedding, so you would have seen him there.
All
but
right,
yeah.
Good. Well, we've had a lot of fun at St. Joan of Arc. I remember one time, you know, as most people know, I came in from a host of other denominations and experience. So this church was my first experience in a Catholic church. And I remember when I used to go, I was, get this, this is hard to believe. I played on some Sundays 4 masses.
Wow.
7:30, 9 o'clock, 10:30,
and
noon.
Yeah, there were 4 masses there.
Yeah, and of course, it was always my intention to have someone do that early mass. But I wasn't there 3 weeks and Hilda Wilgus quit. Yeah, she was the 7:30 p.m. Organist. She's the one who bought the organ, incidentally.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So Yeah, the Willis family has been central in that church, and she's since passed away. But and her daughter's a fine organist, too. But I remember I would sneak up to the choir loft. You know, I come from, you know, different kinds of churches, with generally a little more noisy. Let's just, you know, let's just sum it up.
A lot more noisy.
So I would go up the choir loft steps to the organ, and I remember the lights. The lights, when you turn them on, they would make this horrible sound.
The buzzing.
Yes, yeah. And worse than they do now. We fixed them along a little bit along the way. And I remember my poor old heart would just bind, because I said, these people, you know, they're going to think, you know, here I am making all this noise in church. But then I told my doctor, who I was going to, a Catholic doctor this time, I said, this is, you know, I've only been there. And I says, you Catholics scare me a little bit. And he was really silent.
And I scared you more, didn't it?
Yeah, that scared me more. So anyway.
Well, you could have played in the dark. You know, you could do that.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, long story short, after all these years, I finally, you know, come into my own. I'm relaxed. You're relaxed. And this song that we sang last Sunday for our closing hymn will show you just exactly how relaxed we are at St. Joan of Arc.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It sounds and echoes in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing?
I know every time we sing this song, I motion over to Debbie to pick up the timbre.
She's
shaking her whole head and her whole body. No, don't make me do this again.
It is rather strange to hear a tambourine in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
It is
we
great.
All just bounce out of church. Verse 3.
What though the tempest round me roar, I hear the truth is living. What though the darkness round me close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing?
Well, the short answer is you can't. I even heard Father Weikert singing a song we closed with the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
That must mean that he likes it.
Oh, yes. Well, I just love Father David's preaching. And he was with us 15 years ago, and we got to be friends. And it's a little odd having him come back as a priest. You know, you have to adjust to that. The new role, but I respect the priesthood, you know, so, you know, I call him Father. First couple days I didn't. That was kind of weird. Hi, Dave. But I could tell he didn't feel comfortable with it, so, you know.
No, really, didn't he?
Nah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to push it because I'm not that kind of a person.
No.
I'm not going to make my
point. You're not a pushy person.
No.
Well, heck, he probably wants to set a precedence for everyone, yeah. maybe. And if
of
he
course.
Heard Steve calling him Dave,
of course.
Other people,
you know,
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he was there, you know, 15, yeah. 16
Just
years
like
ago.
In third grade, they were starting to call me Uncle Steve. Boy, that spread like wildfire. Third graders. Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Oh, really?
Are the kids you're teaching?
Yeah. Huh?
The kids you're teaching?
Yeah, yeah, over there at the grade school.
And what'd you do?
I didn't
You say that's
anything.
Mr. Dallas to
no.
you?
No. I would have 20, 30 years ago, yeah. but you can call me anything you want. I don't care.
That comes with age.
I would, you know, I would like a smile. That would be nice. I find that... I find one thing disturbing. We're going to talk about kids this show a lot, but, you know, kids basically don't talk to you. They're taught to fear adults. And I find that it takes a long time. I've been in the classroom now, what, since September? And I'm just getting to the point now where kids will yell at me on the playground. Hi, you know, that's a long warming up period.
Mm-hmm. Well, is. Teachers, I think they hold them in a different respect. You know, you mm-hmm. you respect your teachers, and they might be a little afraid, like going to the doctor. They're afraid mm-hmm. of the doctor. Yeah, authority, mm-hmm. authority.
Authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also have the thing about, you know, watch out, don't talk to strangers.
Right.
That whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here's some. Here's my lovely Janice to sing a song from her birthplace. No, you were born in Canton, Ohio.
I was. My mother and dad, they came up when Mom was like 7 months pregnant with me. So mm-hmm. you could say I'm Georgia. And yeah. I was born a half a month later. I was born at 7 and a half months. So really, it's a miracle that I'm even here. Even the doctors told him that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and your
here
mother,
I am.
And your mother said...
my mother. Now you have to. I'm going to set up a picture for you here. My mother is Southern to the bone.
Oh, yes.
And when she talks, you know, she talks in such an accent that my precious husband doesn't understand her. He'll look at me and he'll say, "What did she say?" And so I have to interpret it. But with my mom and dad, they both had that Southern drawl. And my dad, she was already in the hospital, and he comes in, and she's had the baby, and she looks at my dad now. Can you imagine? My dad, he was shy at some point anyway. She said to him, "Honey, there ain't enough of her. We'll have to get us another one." I mean, my mother was great at those sayings. She didn't think anything about it, and the nurses made fun of her accent. And I apparently had a head of black hair. I weighed 5 pounds and 2 ounces. And I guess today that wouldn't be considered preemie, but those many years ago it was. And I was in an incubator. And my mother looked over and she said, "Honey, look at all that hair for hair." Well, that's it. The nurses went wild. So this song that we're about to sing, "On the Wings of a Snow White Dove," is one of my mother's favorite songs. And she had requested Steve and I a few years ago to put it on a CD, which we did. So we'll sing it for Mom now.
Of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
When Jesus went down to the river that day, he was baptized in the usual way, and when it was done, God blessed his son. He sent him his love,
wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
That was beautiful. I've never heard that song.
What?
No, I can honestly say I've never. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's right in the in the same songbook as Church in the Wildwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I love
Tell
that.
Mother I'll Be There and all that.
Okay.
All those good old oldies.
Beautiful.
We, Joanne and Janice and I have sung plenty over the years as trio, and hope it's coming across like that. I mean, this is live, right? I mean, it's kind of like... live, and you might be hearing it a little later, but we're not stopping that tape. And you get it all, my friends.
The mistakes and all.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, and incidentally, honey, if somebody wants us to support the show, they can contact you on your email. Tell them what your email is.
My email is simple, stevedallaspiano@gmail.com. And you can also call the station. And we used to have a call, a call-in show. You could call and talk to me directly. That was fun. But during the school year, we can't do that. We may do that again this summer if we kind of feel like we have a fan base out there. So we want you to make yourselves known. And but if you want to call and talk to the charming people at BBS Radio, Doug, Deborah, or Tom, just call 888-627-6008. Joanne, I'm going to ask you to learn our jingle, right? Okay, it's easy. 627-6008. There we go.
And we'll of course, have to do that in harmony next.
Yes, yes. We'll preface that with an 888 and you'll be all set.
All right.
But anyway, at Christmas time this past, we did a beautiful song by Lanny Wolfe. And yeah, talk about a Southern composer, Lanny Wolfe.
I know, right?
I don't even know. I suppose he's still in ministry. I hope so. But we're going to sing in a little excerpt, just the chorus, just to tease you a little bit. And we're going to come back. We're going to come back at Christmas time in
2014?
15. Are we still?
We're in 2014 now. Are you doing it after Christmas?
You talk
okay,
about
this
no.
year. Yes.
2014.
December.
There we go. Okay.
But
what a beautiful message. Wise men still seek him today. We're just going to give you a little taste of this. Okay. Here we go.
Wise men still seek him today. His light still shines to point them to the way. No fools have said in their heart there is no God. Wise men still seek him today. Wise men.
I love singing that song with you.
Oh. You're the one who brought it to my attention. And I'm like, oh, we have to
sing
that.
What a wonderful song.
Well, we had something very exciting happen in your family. You married off your daughter.
I did.
Little Sammy.
Little Sammy.
And yeah. You hear a lot of story about bridezillas and momzillas. But I guarantee you, we didn't have any of that in this family. Do you have any interesting stories to tell about the preparation?
The only interesting story that I have is, you know, today's weddings are different than, of course, when we got married.
Right.
And the new thing with brides now are that they wear the shoes, a colored shoe that matches the bridal party. So if the bridal party's in orange, they will wear an orange shoe. The bride will.
One shoe or both?
No, both shoes.
I had no idea.
Yes, that's that's the trendy thing.
Okay.
So Samantha's colors were basically black and white with accents of lilac. And she wanted to wear black shoes. And that's the only thing, I think it's the only thing, that I absolutely said no. You know how they say no to the dress? I said no to the shoes.
Yeah.
There was
no
way. She had this beautiful, beautiful dress.
It was. It was gorgeous.
That she was going to wear black shoes. So she didn't. She found a pair of white shoes. You know, I said I would even maybe go a lilac color, but not black.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only story, and we took many a polls amongst the aunts and uncles and what they thought, and she was totally outvoted.
Oh, so she went with that.
Yes, but everything else she planned. She's a planner, so she did well with it. So,
she laughs at me every time I talk about this story, but I have fond memories. When I moved one time, Samantha was like 11 or 12, and she was helping me clean out my bedroom drawers.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not that bad of a story.
But, I mean, it was just such a mark of character for me, you know, for her to be in there, you know, sifting through my junk, because, you know, I was pretty much incapable of that sort of thing.
Oh, you still are. What do you mean? Was, pretty much.
But it was just... You know, to me, she's been special ever since that
she's
day.
She's a very special girl.
Yeah,
we love her beyond belief.
And
Zach, your son.
Yes.
They hold special places in our heart.
Thank you. Mm.
So anyway, we're glad we got her married to a very handsome man, incidentally.
Yes.
So this is kind of dedicated to her, the Chapel of Love.
Go into the chapel. And we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel of love.
Spring is here, the sky is blue.
Sun will shine, whoa, I'll be hers and she'll be mine.
We'll love until the end of time and we'll never be lonely anymore.
Because we're
going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel. Chapel.
I remember when I got married for the first time many, many years ago, I actually forgot my shoes. And I had to go home. No one knew where they at, so I had to had someone take me back. To, oh, man.
So were you late for your wedding?
I don't know. It's too long ago.
I'm surprised you remember that much.
Oh, those were the days. You know,
they weren't the production they are today.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a potluck in the basement
of the church.
No, at the basement of the bride's of Carol's house. Her mom and dad fixed potato salad, and this was on rehearsal night.
Oh my gosh!
The next day. In the church, just in the hall, food, just like we do every, you know, at our dinners at church. So, I don't know. I'm glad I came from a simple day.
Yes.
Me too.
Did you have a big production to Mike?
Well, we both come from very big families.
Oh, okay.
So, we had almost 400 people
there. That's okay. That's pretty big.
But, you know, it wasn't any sit-down dinner or, I mean, it was in a hall.
Oh, good.
It was buffet style.
Good.
Yeah.
That speaks to your humanity. Yes.
But the church that we got married in was very small. It was my home, you know, town church, and it didn't hold that many people. Okay. So it was very crowded, and I had the flu the day of my wedding.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. That was not very lovely.
Yeah,
I had pretzels and 7-Up for the reception.
Well, at least you'll never forget it, right?
We will never forget that. Poor Mike, he was a trooper.
I have not known you to ever to be sick very often at all in 20 years.
No.
So I was dismayed. Last month you had to call off. That was really different.
Yeah.
So. But you're up to par tonight, thank the Lord. Speaking of weddings and ceremonies and stuff, if I make any money in the entertainment business today, it's on the harp.
Yeah.
I used to make a ton of money going out and playing at restaurants, and I used to play every Friday and Saturday night. And I was lucky to get into this sort of the elite group of Canton when I taught school for a teacher on pregnancy leave. And I taught for her for, it was Canton Country Day. Mm-hmm. I got to know all the families to give parties. So for years, I was going to parties and, you know, really putting money in my pocket. It was great. So, but doesn't happen anymore. I think the young bucks have taken my...
Yeah.
Taking my place. Mm-hmm. But speaking of ceremonies, here's a song you hear a lot. And when I first heard this song, sung by Andrea Bocelli and
Sarah?
Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, my goodness. I remember just standing over the radio with my mouth gaping. Wow.
The name of the song is
The Prayer. The Prayer.
Okay.
So I'm privileged to sing it with Joanne here. You sang it for her wedding, didn't you?
She sang it.
She sang it. How unusual. A woman of great courage.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go. And help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace.
La luce che tu dai,
I pray we'll find your light,
nel cuore resterà,
and hold it in our hearts,
a ricordarci che
when stars go out each night.
La terna stella sei. Nella mia preghiera.
Let this be our prayer.
Quanta fede c'è.
When shadows fill our days.
Lead us to a place.
Guide us with your grace.
Give us faith so we'll be saved. Sogniamo un mondo senza più violenza, un mondo di giustizia, di speranza. Ognuno dia la mano a suo vicino, simbolo di fraternità. La forza che ci dai,
we ask that life be kind.
Il desiderio che
watch us from above,
non troviamo.
We hope each soul will find
intorno, dentro sé,
another soul.
Us with your grace, give us faith so we'll be saved.
E la fede che
hai acceso in noi, senza che ci salve. Composition.
What a beautiful piece.
That
great job.
No one
guys.
Really knows what it means, but the middle section is, may I dream of a world without any more violence, a world of justice, giustizia, and hope, speranza. Ognuno dia dalla mano, that we might join hands, the whole neighborhood, as a symbol of peace and brotherhood. What a magnificent song. So I appreciate singing that with Joanne. That was really great. Well, speaking of weddings and commitments and so forth, Joanne, this you could take a drink of water if you want now.
Okay.
I'm gonna sing Randy Travis, "Forever and Ever, Amen." So from the, I don't know how you say this, from the sublime to the, where the rubber meets the road, I'm gonna love you forever. You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now this love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. Longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. Yeah. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, amen. say time takes its toll on a body, makes a young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I'm not in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on a memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men, if you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. And all the
amen.
Ladies said,
yeah,
I don't have to ask for that. All right. Well, you, Joanne, you sent your children to public Catholic grade school,
did
you not?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't talk about Zach. I love that boy. Love that boy.
Your
Zach.
Lawnmower.
He's more than that. What a guy. And I remember that time we prayed for Zach because he was having nightmares or something. Remember that?
Right.
We were.
Well, prayers helped.
Yeah.
It did.
He's a lovely man. But anyway, in terms of school, you all know out there that I teach in the school. And I write little songs for the kids. And this is just kind of lighten the spirit. Joanne, I don't think you know that I wrote St. Joan of Arc a school song.
I heard it. I'm trying to think where.
At the concert.
You sang it at the concert. Yes. That was the first, but
All
I didn't know prior to that you had written
What's
it.
What's the name of it?
It's called the SJA School Song. Makes sense. This was really cute because I got this poem. Well, the principal and the bookkeeper or the assistant came in. They said, Here's a poem that one of our students' mothers wrote, and we want you to set it to music. Okay, well...
You get that a lot, don't you?
Okay, once in a while, not as often as you think, but here was this poem. And at first glance, first perusal, I wasn't that impressed. I said, oh, man, this is going to be a stretch. But I'm gonna do it. I might have to... Change some words, tweak it, you know. But the funniest thing happened, the deeper I got into the soul of this song, and I have to back these amateur composers against the wall. I said, okay, fess up. You do have a melody for this song, don't you? Because, you know, you never get.
Right.
They're not going to come up and sing you a song. They hand you a piece of paper with the words.
Because you're the musician.
Yeah,
right.
there's no notes or anything on it, so I'm supposed to guess what they're... Well, she never did confess to having a melody, but the deeper I pray, I say, Lord, help me. There's a kernel here that I have to discover. I discovered it, and I didn't change one word in the song.
Really?
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And this song was written by Jennifer O'Brien. She's a lovely young lady, and she has a young boy in my kindergarten class. His name is Vinny. Hey, Vinny! And he's just that kind of a guy, you know. He thinks of me as his uncle, you know. Mm-hmm. He'll come up and make faces at me and stuff. It's really great. But here it is. S.J.A. Dragons, the true red and white, forever walking in God's guiding light, modeling the Catholic way with grace and pride. Our faith and spirit we dare not hide. bus for the very first time. I hear mother's voice, you are going to be fine. Starting the year on a hot summer's day. Leaders tomorrow, but learners today. S.J.A. Dragons, the true red. Look over my shoulder and sing it if you want. Forever walking, walking in God's guiding light. Modeling the Catholic way with grace and pride. Our faith and spirit, we dare not hide. Yeah!
That's awesome. Yeah, amazing.
I was so happy when I sent it over to the school in an MP3 file. And within a couple hours, I got this email. Wow!
I know.
Well, and all the kids know it now, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's
so satisfying.
That's great.
And she sent it over to the high school. And Kathy taught the high schoolers because they were coming for an assembly the next day. And they sang it as a surprise to me.
Aw.
It was just...
Lovely.
It was just so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming down kind of to the end, I guess. Joanne and I, a month or two ago, sang this lovely song by Carolyn Gilman, He's Ever Interceding, and such a lovely song. I'd like to sing it with her now.
Someone who'll go the extra mile, just like a mother caring for her child. A friend who'll stick through thick and thin. No matter what you've done or where you've been. Just like one great big family. A stronger, older brother he.
Struggling neath a debt we could not pay, not ever hoping to renew. The love and fellowship that we once knew, but he began to intercede. Crying, Father, please forgive, I plead. And as the nails pierced in his hands, God once again reached out to man.
And he's ever interceding to the Father for his children. Yes, he's ever. The Father, so bring him all.
song.
Awesome.
It's beautiful.
Always count on the intercession of our friends and relatives who've crossed over, and the intercessions of the saints, the intercessions of the Blessed Virgin, the intercessions of so many people. So, just kind of need a moment of silence after that, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's getting close. We just have a couple minutes left, and I think we're going to skip right to the Irish blessing, because I think that'd be a lovely place to leave us all with. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always with you. May the sun shine warm you always until we meet again. And next week is
St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Stand by, my friends. Get all your redheaded friends around the radio to next week, because we're going to sing a bunch of Irish songs. So you make sure and.
Are you drinking green beer too?
Hey, that's a thought. I've never had it. What's it taste like?
I think it.
Is it mint?
No, it
tastes like beer.
It tastes like beer. They just put green.
Yeah, they all make fun of me at church because I sit around. You know, I'm diabetic. No, I'm not diabetic.
What's saying that?
No, I'm not. I got up this morning and my sugar was 110. I said, "Thank you, Lord."
Oh, that's awesome, honey.
Yes, I'm getting better with age. yeah, all my macho friends at St. Joan of Arc make fun of me because whenever we're out eating and they get a beer, I say, no, it's like this. I ask them, "You're going to get a beer, aren't you?"
They probably were, because you said that.
Yeah. And so I asked for a little glass. I said, because I want the first taste, because after the first three swigs, then honestly, I don't like it anymore. But when
it's
I'm
like the first bite of pizza.
The first bites,
I know, right.
Okay,
right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's great. That's great. So anyway, here's the Irish blessing, and we really mean it. And we leave this with you, and here we go. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always with you. May the sun shine warm you always. Till we meet again.
One more time.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always with you. May the sun shine on me always. Till we meet again. May the rain fall softly on. May the hand of God uphold you. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always with you. May the sun shine warm you always. Till we meet again. Joe and Stevens,
thank you
for being
me.
With us.
Yes, thank you.
And I hope we meet again in this little room, such a cozy little room. Janice, my dear wife, thank you for being a most able co-host and keeping me on track. Mm-hmm. So, and thank you, everybody at BBS Radio. You're lovely. And if you want to have a talk show, there's who you need to call.
And yes. Also, they can sponsor a program if they wish, and we could dedicate it to a loved one or whatever.
Absolutely.
They want, and sing the songs they would
be
like.
Be creative. You can. Mm-hmm. You can. It only costs $50 to sponsor a show here, and you can hand me a list of 12 songs, and I'll do them all, and you'll be delighted.
Yes.
Or we'll make a dedication to a loved
Absolutely.
One, either either passed over or still with us, whatever.
Yeah, can once again give them your email address so they can contact you.
Steve Dallas Piano. That's easy enough, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Steve Dallas Piano. S-T-E-V-E, Dallas like the city, piano, P-I-A-N-O, at gmail.com.
Right.
And worst comes to worst, just, you can also just go to stevedallas.com. Nothing easier than that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a link there, right?
There, yeah, mm-hmm. All my email stuff is there. So we bid you a good night, and we just love you lots, and may you float away on wings of song this evening. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.